Welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 3 of Production Night, and we are back with stories and news just for you guys. And guess what? I'm joined back with Trinity. Hi, Trinity.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Oh my gosh. It's glad to have you back.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be back. I'm doing great. Summer is going well. I'm in a different position than when I was last featured on the podcast. So that's pretty cool.
That's right. Yes. We gave you a shout out and everything. And yes. Oh my gosh.
All right. So we have a lot of stories and news to cover today. Do you want to start with the recap from last week's episode, which was all about the topping ceremony for the new Aztec Stadium? And I believe Jane was featured on the podcast last week, right?
She was featured on the podcast last week. And yes, on last week's episode, we featured Jane, who told us an insight on the topping out ceremony that happened for the new stadium. And recently, Andrew Finley, our assistant sports editor, wrote an article about everything that happened, and he talked about how Mission Valley reached a milestone on July 14th as steelworkers inserted the final steel beam, and the lifting and setting of the final beam is a tradition in the construction industry, like we talked about last week, and it's stemming from Nordic construction, when the structures of the buildings include a live branch in the final grinder, representing the life that would come from within the building. He talks about the ceremony. From what Jane told me last week, it was very, very hot. In quote, the topping off ceremony represents a significant milestone because we go from that raw construction of foundation and structure, and we then go into the next phase of finishing touches. Carlos Gonzalez remarked, "This is a great moment of celebration in construction." And like Jane said last week, the mayor, Todd Gloria, was there, and he was so excited to be there, saying how San Diego is the 8th largest city in the United States, the 2nd largest in California. In my opinion, too often San Diegans have not acted like it, which I gotta admit is a very good point, because us San Diegans really don't realize that we live in a tourist city. So when people come to San Diego, it's like, why are you so excited? It's just San Diego. So yes, many San Diegans believe the expansion is long overdue, and even President Adela De La Torre was there, and she said, "I have to pinch kick myself and shout out what an amazing accomplishment we have here," she said in a speech. "This is something that I started before I even came as president, but now it's a reality, and it's coming soon. Like Jane said last week, it'll be done by September 3rd, 2022, when Arizona comes to play against our Aztecs." Very, very exciting. Trinity, what are your thoughts on this?
Very cool. And when the University of Arizona comes, we will be victorious and we'll win. And I do believe that we will win. And real Aztec fans know that that's our chant. And so with this new ceremony, with this new stadium, I believe that we will win. And this is a huge win for the city of San Diego. It's a huge win for the Aztecs, and I love to see it. Jane also put out an amazing package on this. She featured an interview with John David Wicker, Intercollegiate Athletics Director, and it was a great package, very informative. I wish I was there because a lot of the editors were there, but I was there in spirit, and I'm glad that this is happening for our school and our city. It's really exciting.
Absolutely. And going off what you said about being victorious, we have home team advantage. So, hey!
We sure do. I did mention that a lot of the Daily Aztec editors were there at the topping out ceremony, and one of our editors, Nolani Sapla, took a lot of great photos, a lot of great shots of the entire ceremony, and really captured the celebratory vibes from that day. So you can definitely check out her photos on our website.
Absolutely, absolutely. What a great celebration for SDSU, for the Daily Aztecs. I'm so excited to see it once it's completed. Jane and I were talking about it last week. We're going to be alumni, so we have to go and visit. So, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And you were talking about earlier about being from San Diego and not really seeing like the beauty in your own backyard. I'm personally from the East Coast, so I'm not from San Diego. So I just find all this exciting. I'm a tourist in the city. I love it. It's so great to see. And especially as a student at SDSU, I love to see it.
All right, moving on. Trinity, you did something really cool. You wrote for Mundo Azteca, our Spanish section of the Daily Aztec, And so do you want to give everyone a rundown of what you wrote?
Sure, yeah. I've been speaking Spanish since I was about 4 years old, and I love the Daily Aztec, so I was excited to contribute to the section. And I wrote a music review about Lola Indigo's album, her new album that dropped on July 2nd, called The Girl in English, but it's called La Niña. And it's really here in time for Hot Girl Summer. I love it. I love bachata. I love reggaeton. I love all of those vibes. And so this album was something that I didn't know I needed for the summer. And I just decided to write about it. I thought it was a great piece and great addition to the section. And so obviously, if you can't read in Spanish, you can translate it, but I do encourage you to try and check it out and see what you can understand, because it is worth checking out. It is worth checking out the album as well. So check out La Niña by Lola Indigo.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Trinity, some advice that I was given when I was taking Spanish this summer is listen to Spanish music, and maybe that way it'll get into your head, and maybe Spanish will come easier to you. One of my friends suggested that. So yeah, check out this album, see what it's like. I'm definitely going to check it out and see how it is. And oh my gosh, Trinity, that is so cool that you wrote for Mundo Azteca. Hopefully you inspire a lot of us to do the same.
It was super fun. I love doing it.
So, so cool and so amazing, Trinity.
Thank you. You're so cool, Sarah. You're so cool.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Moving on, Ryan Hardison, our arts and culture editor, who also got promoted. He did a review of the new Fast and Furious movie, The Fast Saga. The brand new movie that came out that, if you're like me, you're thinking, oh wow, they made another movie. I can't even count how many movies they made. But hey, so in his review, he talks about the new entry to the Fast and Furious franchise. The bar for utter ridiculousness is raised through the roof and shot into the sky. They've done almost everything with cars without any considerations for the laws of physics. These stunts include jumping from building to building, parachuting out of jets, racing against a nuclear submarine, and let's not forget when they dragged a bank vault with $100 million through the streets of Rio de Janeiro. This time around, their ambitions left the planet. Wow, I really didn't realize they did that in Fast and Furious. So in his article, he does reveal some spoilers, so just be aware of that, but he basically breaks it all down for you. It's so interesting. Definitely check it out if you are a Fast and Furious fan. He breaks down the main characters, the plot, the important aspects of it, and all in all, what he feels about this article. So definitely check it out. I don't want to reveal any spoilers for anybody who's listening and like hasn't gone to see it yet. So Trinity, are you a fan of this series?
I wouldn't say I'm a fan. I'll watch it, but I wouldn't say I'm a fan. I'll watch it, like I said, but I really like this review. It made me kind of want to go and see it. But what I love about Ryan's reviews is that he'll always put a number out of 10 at the bottom. And he put a 7 out of 10 for this review, which makes me kind of wonder, should I go see it? I really did enjoy what he had to write about in terms of the plot, in terms of the characters. And I really enjoyed his kind of callback to Paul Walker, who died years ago, but his character is still very alive in the movie. And so I love that he touched on that. And it's very important to note, I think, when talking about the Fast and Furious franchise. And this is number 9. This is the 9th movie in the franchise. So that's something to be talking about for sure.
Oh, absolutely. It's really nice that they're going back and giving a tribute to Paul Walker. He was a major part of this film franchise, and for him to still have a tribute is very nice. I agree with you fully. After reading this review, it was like, should I go watch it? Should I not? So yes, I absolutely agree with you there. I might watch it myself. Would you watch it at home, or would you go to a movie theater, Trinity? Movie theaters are back.
They are, right. They are back. I'm a person that doesn't really like going to the movie theaters unless it's a movie I really, really, really want to see. With Fast and Furious, I'd watch it at home. I really would. I'm not excited to go out for it, especially in the middle of a pandemic. I'm trying to still be safe, be cautious, but I do enjoy movie theaters when it's a movie that I really, really want to see. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. I feel the same way. I would stay home and watch it. And like you said, I only really go to the movies if it's like a movie I really want to see, or it's a Marvel movie.
And I respect that. I do respect that.
All right. Well, thank you, Ryan, for your awesome movie review And moving on, we're going to our featured opinion of the week, which is by Trinity. And I really, really enjoyed this opinion, Trinity. You should talk about it because I just want to put out that I really, really loved it. So go ahead, talk about it. Thank you.
I appreciate that. So I wrote about why summertime is the perfect time of year to kindle romance. Summertime romance is something special. It's really unmatched. I have had experience with this before. I'm kind of like in the middle of a couple of different situationships, not to go into too much detail, but it's really fun. I think it's really fun during the summertime because summertime is already a fun season. It's my favorite season. I don't know if it's your favorite season, but I think getting to know someone over the summer is really special, really unique because the weather is nice. You're already feeling happy because of the weather, at least I am. And when you're getting to know someone, it's a happy time, especially in this type of way. So I'm having fun. How about you? What did you like about this story? Thank you. I really appreciate your kind words. What did you enjoy about the story?
I really enjoyed how you put, like, you know, during summer, it's easier that you can go on dates. It's easier to do things and not have to worry about it being a long-term thing. And it doesn't have to be a long-term thing. I really like how at the end you were talking about it's romance. If it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it was just a fun thing. And I absolutely agree with you. It's summertime. If you're off of school, you don't have to worry about schoolwork anymore. Maybe you're working, maybe you're not, and taking that time off for yourself to regenerate. So why not have a love affair? Like, that is so, I just really, really love this article. And I just,
thank you.
It's so great. And I think that you did such a good job. I think that this is something that's not really talked about. So I think you also hit the nail on the head with that, because it's like, yeah, you get into a relationship, it's a summer fling, and people have like stereotyped that. So you're trying to put into words, you know, normalize it.
Yes, of course. I think it should be normalized. And that's why I kind of like outlined different reasons as to why this time of year is perfect for having romance, having a fling, whatever you want to do. Yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed writing it.
I bet you did. It's very cool. So check it out on our website. Give it a read, because that's why it's called our featured opinion of the week, and it has to be featured.
Thank you. I'm honored. I love this segment so much, being a former opinion editor. So
yes, absolutely.
I appreciate it. All right. So we are at the end of another production night episode, but don't worry, we'll be back next week with the latest news and stories. Thank you for tuning in, everyone.
And yeah, thank you for joining us.
It was super fun. We'll be back. This has been episode 3 of production night.
Bye.
Bye.